The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live on this Monday afternoon. Question: how you doing on those New Year's resolutions? Well, according to statistics and probably hundreds of surveys, if you did make New Year's resolutions, the overwhelming majority of you have already broken them. Hey, what do we make of that? Well, number one, if this is normal, and by what I mean by normal, if the majority of people who make New Year's resolutions break them within a week, that means you're not abnormal. And here's what I really want you to hear. All right? Are you listening to me? That means you're not a failure. It means you're not a failure. So what do? You made a New Year's resolution about eating and fitness and working out and going to the gym, and you've already broken it. It doesn't mean you're a failure. Start again. And here's the one I really want to hit. You made a New Year's resolution about reading your Bible. I hope all of you made some kind of decision. I don't care whether you call it a resolution or whatever, but you made a determination that in this new year, 2020, you would spend a consistent time in the Bible, in God's Word. Okay? And here we are. This is January 6th, and you had all of these plans, these determinations, and you've already blown it. Can I just say this to you? It's okay. It's all right. Don't quit. Don't give up. Now, we have two major enemies, okay? We have the devil, and he is a formidable foe. All right? I want to make that clear. We should not diminish the power and the influence of the devil. There is a personal devil. Yes, I believe there's a personal devil. And here's one of his tactics. He tempts, and he says, it's okay, do it. Nobody will know. It's only once. It's all right. So in other words, you made a commitment to read, I don't know, 5 chapters every day, or 20 minutes every day reading your Bible, and here we are on January 6th, and maybe it was this morning, or maybe it was yesterday, or the day before, the devil himself comes to you and says, you know, you're too tired, you're too busy, it's okay, you could just, if you miss just one day, so what, it's no big deal, it's all right, you're busy, you're tired, you got other things to do, it's all right, and so you miss that day, you break your promise to yourself because the devil whispered in your ear, it's all right, don't. And the very same devil comes to you after and says, look at you. You did it again, didn't you? You made a vow to God that you were going to read in the Bible, and look at you, you miserable failure. How many times have you failed? Just give it up. You can't do it. You never will. You never keep these promises. You never keep these vows. So just quit trying. You are a failure. My friend, that's a lie out of the pit of hell, and you need to acknowledge it as such. Okay? I love what Romans 8 says. There is therefore now no condemnation. When we accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior, the condemnation is gone. You cannot live your life in condemnation. So we have two enemies, I said. One, the devil, and he's bad. Let me give you the worst one. Yourself. Your own sinful, rotten flesh. Yeah. It is, your flesh is so bad that, have you read Romans chapter 7 lately? I loved, we were in church yesterday, and Pastor Frank Carl brought a wonderful message on Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7, well, Romans chapter 6, 7, and 8 are three of the most important chapters in the entire Bible. Chapter 6 deals with how do we get free from the power of sin? Well, we are dead to sin. Romans 6, 6. Romans chapter 6 is so powerful. But then we come into Romans chapter 7, and Paul, I think without any doubt, the most spiritual man that ever walked this planet other than Jesus himself, makes this startling confession in the middle of Romans chapter 7. Oh, man. Everything I'm supposed to do, I don't do, and everything I'm not supposed to do, that's what I end up doing. I mean, he lays it out. He confesses, I do stuff I'm not supposed to do, and I don't do the stuff I am supposed to do. This is Paul. And then he makes a startling confession. In me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing. Paul reveals that he had a monster living inside of him. An absolute monster living inside of him. An almost uncontrollably evil monster. And Paul gives us the name. Flesh. In me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing. How bad was Paul's flesh? It was so bad that Paul made the confession I was just talking about. Everything I want to do, I don't do, and everything I'm not supposed to do, that's what I do. And it gets so bad that he cries out in absolute frustration, oh, wretched man that I am. That may be where you are at on January 6th. You made these promises to God. You were going to have a new start in Bible reading and the way you treated your wife, your husband, your kids, or whatever. You were going to do this. You were going to do that. You were going to eat this way. You weren't going to eat that way. You were going to go to the gym every day. You were going to. And here we are, January 6th, and you've already failed. And you are saying with Paul, oh, wretched man, oh, wretched woman I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Well, fortunately, Paul answers his own question. It's through Jesus Christ and his finished work on the cross. So I went through all of that to say this. This is January 6th, and if you're feeling defeated, well, maybe you succumb to the temptation of your first enemy, the devil himself. Maybe you have succumbed to your second and worse enemy, your own wicked flesh. So what do? Start again. Here's the remedy for the flesh. It's not a New Year's resolution. It's not turning over a new leaf or making new promises. It's dying. Paul makes that very clear. The only remedy for the fallen flesh that every one of us contends with is to take it to the cross and accept our crucifixion with Christ. Take it to the cross and say, God, I failed again. Forgive me. But God, I am so grateful that I serve a God of grace and mercy and of new beginnings. And I'm going to start again. I blew it yesterday. But I'm going to accept your grace, and I'm going to accept your forgiveness, and I'm going to accept your restoration, and I'm going to accept your power, and I am going to exchange my weakness and my flesh for your power and your strength. And I'm going to start again. Now, guess what? In time, you're going to fail again. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In time, you will fail again. So what do? The same thing. That's why Paul, the great apostle, said he had to take up his cross. How often? Every day. He had to die daily. Yeah. So if Paul had to do that every day, you really think you're better than Paul? I don't know about you, but I'm not. So, we can have a New Year's Day, fortunately, and praise God every day.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I don't know how some of you are going to respond to what I'm about to say, but I feel like I need to say it. There is a difference between judging and being judgmental. It really is. I don't think we are to be judgmental. That implies a very negative attitude where you are just judgmental. But probably the most misunderstood concept in all of the Bible is thou shalt not judge. That's probably the most misinterpreted, misquoted verse in the entire Bible. The Bible doesn't tell us not to judge. The Bible just warns us. Where it says, judge not lest ye be judged. If you look at the context there, it is not telling you not to judge. It is a warning that if you judge, you better be prepared to be judged in the same way. Because the same Bible that says, judge not lest ye be judged, says, he that is spiritual judgeth all things. So there's a world of, we are to judge, and we make judgments every day, and hopefully we make judgments on biblical principles from a biblical worldview. But again, it's like the difference between contending for the faith and being contentious. It's the difference between judging and being judgmental. There is a world of difference between contending for the faith, which we are commanded to do, and being contentious, which we are told not to do. Now, why did I go through all of this? Evidently, there was a Netflix series called Messiah. And a lot of people are all excited about it because it is being produced by Mark Burnett and Roma Downey. Now, Mark Burnett and Roma Downey... And I want to say this carefully, and please don't take me wrong. They say that they are Christians. Whether they are or not, I don't know, honestly. And I'm not judging whether they are Christians or not. I think they are very moral, and they put out some really good stuff on TV and a couple of movies. But what they have put out is not necessarily biblical. Positive, let me give an illustration. Touched by an Angel. Touched by an Angel was positive, had a good lesson, made you feel good, but it was not in any way, shape, or form biblical. In fact, the presentation of angels in Touched by an Angel was anything but biblical. Anything but biblical. There is not anything even close to the biblical concept of angels and the angels portrayed in Touched by an Angel from Roma Downey. Okay? So, yeah, it was positive. And so I never condemned it, but it was certainly, it was not biblical at all. Far, far from it. Well, they have this new Netflix series called Messiah. And it's interesting because I'm reading an article. Here it is, headline. Is Netflix's Messiah a Christian TV series or blasphemous? The answer remains a mystery. It is a 5-page review of this Netflix series called Messiah. And the conclusion, we have no idea whether it's good or bad because we don't know. This guy who pretends to be a Messiah, we don't know whether he's a con or he's supernatural. Really? It's a 10-episode series, and according to this review, after 10 episodes, the guy who pretends to be a Messiah, you don't know any, you have no way of knowing whether he is a total con artist or whether he is supernatural. Wow. And then I get to the last page, and I've never seen it because we don't watch Netflix, but it says, Messiah is now available on Netflix. The series is rated TVMA for mature audiences only because it contains abundant foul language and graphic sex scenes. Seriously? We got Mark Burnett and Roma Downey putting out a series about a Messiah that you have no idea whether he's a con artist or whether he's a real Messiah, and is filled with abundant foul language and graphic sex scenes. Now, why did I even bring that up? Mark Burnett and Roma Downey are known in the Hollywood community as Christians, and so a lot of people just assume if their name is on something, it's good, it's positive, it's family-oriented, and it may even be biblical. Not necessarily. Don't make those assumptions. Just, you know, like I said, don't make those assumptions. Interesting. All right. Hey, thanks for joining me. I hope you have a wonderful evening. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.